take your wet shirt off and you say, hey, look how I have.
I say sweated.
Yeah. What do you call a discharging sore that comes to a head?
Boil.
And the stuff that comes out of a boil when it opens up?
Pus.
Now, if you have an infection in your hand or something, and your hand started getting bigger, you might say, my hand
is rising. Swelling.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, well, yesterday it...
bursted.
Well, okay, but in still using swell, you would say yesterday it...
swelled up real big or come to a head?
Yeah, if you were still using the word swell, you'd say yesterday it...
swelled even more?
Yeah, okay. What about the stuff that comes out of a blister?
Water? Clear blister?
Yeah.
Blood blister?
Clear, I was thinking of that. Mm. If someone got shot, you'd say that person got a bullet.
Any.
Well, mm. Yeah. you'd say that person has a...
bullet wound?
Yeah. Now, if the wound didn't heal right, and it got this
round flesh?
Yeah. Now, what about this red stuff that people would paint on their finger if they got a cut or something to keep it from getting...
iodine?
And
the phthalate?
Well, yeah, either one of those. A type of bitter pill that people would take for malaria.
I don't know.
Probably didn't have much malaria.
Yeah.
I was thinking of quinine. Now, if a person was alive yesterday and today he isn't, you might say, well, last night he...
passed away. Or died.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw he passed away. I always refer to that as they passed away last night.
Yeah, last night, yeah. Now, if you didn't know the cause of their... Of it, you'd say, well, I don't know
the cause of the death or what he died with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what. And what do you call the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in?
Casket.
Mm-hmm. And the ceremony at the cemetery or the church for the dead person.
Funeral.
And if the people are all dressed in black, you say that for the funeral, you say they are in... you're all dressed in black, you know, it's like their relative has died, you know, and you might say that they're dressed in... or, well, okay, another way that word would be used, when people get all worked up over a death in the family, you might say, oh, they're just really...
depraved?
Well, I was thinking of mourning. You know, you say people are dressed in black, they're dressed in... have you ever heard that? Mourning clothes?
No, really, I haven't.
You've never heard of that?
No.
Or people were mourning?
They were mourning over something. You know, I'll say something like an old cow is mourning over a calf.
Oh,
she,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, but you don't use that with people?
No, really.
At all. You just use it with cattle.
Well, that's yes, huh?
Well,
a loss of a, you know, like a cow. That's why I refer to it. She was mourning over the calf.
Okay, well, if somebody says to you, they say, how are you? Now, your response, like if you feel all right, but not great, you have a few aches and pains, you might say, well...
not too good.
Now, if somebody's having all kinds of trouble and everything, and you want to make them feel better, you say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't...
weary.
Now, the disease that you get in your joint that makes you...
arthritis?
Yes. I took off my copper bracelet. A disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
That's malaria, isn't it?
Mm-mm.